Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And Marie Lukasik from Lukasik Family Farm in South Hadley. 100 years old, 40-acre farm. But you, Marie, you were not born on this farm. You married into this generations-old farm.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I met my husband 37 years ago, and I've been basically working ever since.
What do you do on the farm?
Everything.
What kind of farm is it?
We used to call it the game farm because we raised primarily a lot of game. And we used to ship out probably 500 fresh pheasants a week to New York City, and plus we do Vermont, Massachusetts, all the high-end restaurants.
And you still do pheasant?
Well, we brought back pheasant 2 years ago.
What happened in people's perception of pheasant as a bird that they wanted and then didn't want and now are wanting again?
I'm pretty sure it's a big trend. Plus, we just stopped raising pheasants because it was cost prohibitive.
It was unpheasant. I've never had pheasant, so what does it taste
pheasant
like?
Pheasant has both light and dark meat.
Uh-huh. So like duck?
No, it's okay. Not as fat as duck. Uh-huh. What we call is not gamey, it's flavorful. Delicate flavor, but it's different. And people are turning to white meat a lot more, being diet conscious and everything. My father-in-law back in 1948 was given 25 pheasants by a friend of his who was a doctor.
Were these living or dead pheasants?
No, they were living. Okay. They were living. They were given to him as chicks, and he had them in his cellar.
The doctor did.
The doctor did. And he said, well, Henry, what am I going to do? They're getting big. So my husband, father, who had all this land, said, well, give them to me. I'll take care of them. So he got bit by the raising of pheasant bug.
He didn't actually get bit by the pheasant, though,
no.
Right?
No, he didn't get bit, but he just decided that he would start raising pheasants. Then he raised more and more and more. And our name became synonymous with raising local pheasants.
People love to hunt pheasant. That's not how you do it there, though.
No. Right?
You don't just say, like, come on down with your shotgun and get yourself a pheasant.
I have a funny story about that. Someone showed up one time, and my husband was very upset because he said, I just want to teach my son about hunting. And my husband said, you know, you're supposed to get out there and enjoy the fall weather and the beautiful leaves and the time to bond with your son. You just don't go out and just,
unless you're a dentist.
Next, we're going to have
that. And you're in Africa, and you're going to lure, like, the famous
no
lion.
No kidding.
Out there.
No
shooting,
kidding.
Shooting pheasants,
I mean,
in a barrel. That's not how it works.
There are some different people out there, let me tell you.
Marie Lukasik, who's from Lukasik Family Farm in South Hadley, a 100-year-old farm. Pheasants is what you're famous for, but you are also doing other birds that people may be thinking about, especially this month.
Oh, we raise a gorgeous, fantastic fresh turkey. There's no comparison. We started with 50 turkeys, probably about 20 years ago. And it's like whoever went to your house for dinner that year said, I have to have one of those next year. So then we raised more and more. But we only probably do about 200 because we can't do any more fresh than that.
So are you already sold out for Thanksgiving? Or
not,
like,
quite. No,
but
no.
Almost.
We can still take orders. But people start calling me the beginning of October to make sure that their bird is going to be there for Thanksgiving. And you cannot pick them up till Tuesday or Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
But they're fresh, so you don't have to do the whole defrost thing that people have to do when it's frozen
and
all that, right?
No, never been frozen. Our turkeys tend to cook 13 minutes a pound because they are so fresh. They're not injected. They're all naturally raised.
So what's the taste difference?
A local turkey has more flavor. You're going to say, wow.
Just walk around Northampton and look at some of the local turkeys and the flavor. I mean, like, you're like, wow, look at that guy. He's riding a unicycle to Washington, D.C. for Bernie Sanders.
I'm curious, Marie, how did you hook up with Hampshire College?
Well, they were promoting natural, local, and they have been one of our really good supporters. They purchase our chickens, and they've purchased our pheasants. They've had some dinners. They're coming to pick up an order of fresh turkey.
And how did you get hooked up with State Street and Cooper's Corner to sell your eggs?
I was selling eggs, and then I called him and asked Rich Cooper, who is an extremely nice guy.
He's okay.
He overrated. Just kidding, Rich. I know you're listening.
I think he is so funny and quick-witted. You know, he makes me laugh all the time. But anyway, I called him, and he said, sure, you know, whatever you can. And we were bringing probably, I don't know, 36 dozen a week.
Chicken eggs?
Chicken eggs.
Yeah.
Our own fresh chicken. They go through a cycle where we give them a little break. You know, they need a little vacation.
The chickens do.
Yeah.
That's awful nice of you.
Yeah.
Where do they vacation?
They vacation right at the farm.
They cross the road, and everybody's always questioning their motive. Marie Lukasik from Lukasik Family Farm in South Hadley, a 100-year-old farm, 40 acres, famous for their pheasants, but with turkeys and chickens and a few turkeys left for Thanksgiving. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero focus, where you go online and see where, or if they run out of the turkeys, where else you might be able to get local turkeys before Thanksgiving. Check them out at buylocalfood.org.